Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you on location at J. Calvert Farms in Bremen, Alabama, as I have with me right now, Paul Burnell, also known as Santa Paul, here in the Coleman area and beyond. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Paul.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Glad to have you, buddy. And today we're trying to help and support, as you have tried to help and support other families through the years as Santa Paul. Let's talk about that for just a little bit, the experience you've had as Santa Paul.
Most of my everything I do is volunteer for the most part. I do charge sometimes, but I love going out into the community, spreading Christmas cheer. I start as early as the beginning of October. And, well, that's when I start actually getting more into the spirit. If you've seen me in Coleman, you've probably heard my catchphrase. Instead of Merry Christmas, it's Merry Halloween. That's when I start out. I believe every kid should have a chance to see Santa. I just love doing it, you know, so it brings a smile to my face.
Well, something that doesn't bring a smile to people's face is surgery. Yeah. And you've had to deal with shoulder surgeries now?
Yeah, this is my third shoulder replacement, second on my left side. This time it took me quite a while to actually find a doctor that was willing to touch the surgery because it was a very complicated surgery. And this one's going to put me out of work for about 2.5 months.
What's going on with your shoulder? Why so many replacements?
I have a degenerative arthritis, and the line of work I was in for about 30 years took a toll on my shoulder. And if I'd have known back then what I know now, I would have had the reversal done instead of the normal one, because the regular way that they do it relies 100% on your rotator cuff. So when I tore my rotator cuff this time around, it quit working pretty much altogether because it was relying on that. So now I had them to go in and do the reversal. But because it took me so long to be able to afford to get it done and everything, it actually tore away at the bone. So instead of just having the one problem in there, there was a couple problems in there.
Seems like that can be an issue sometimes, where it may not be exactly what they would hope it would be once surgery's done, and it could mean that you have a longer recovery period.
Yeah.
Because of that.
I could have a longer recovery. I'm hoping not. I need to get back to work.
Let's talk about your sidekick over there, Cindy, as she's been carrying you around, as she said, the chauffeur.
Yeah, she's the rock star. I mean, like I said, I've had two other shoulder surgeries. And when you first get out of surgery, you cannot do anything for yourself, pretty much. It's like, you know, I got to rely on her. We take care of our grandkids during the week. And so they're going to have to come with us every time we go to a doctor's office. And my doctor's out in Huntsville. And they're going to have to go with me to my doctor's offices and physical therapy and all that.
Let's talk about your childhood. Let's talk about how you grew up that caused you to want to care about kids in the way that you do, to take on the role and responsibility of Santa Paul.
Well, I think that comes from my mom. Christmas is one of her favorite holidays. And it's... I don't know. My mom passed away on Christmas Eve in 2004. And I've always loved Christmas. And when I had my youngest daughter here, it brought a new love for Christmas. She starts watching Christmas movies here in January. She gives it about a week before she starts, but you know.
Yeah. We had an event several years ago now, Baker Shoemaker.
Yeah, I remember.
And
that.
You were part of that in supporting Baker Shoemaker. Let's talk about efforts in the community like that, because in the past you've offered to encourage kids who might need some encouragement through the Santa Paul.
Yeah, if anyone ever needs my help, I'm a very giving person. I'll donate my time. I have one of them big pull behind smokers. So if someone's trying to have a fundraiser or anything, they can always get a hold of the Mark White Show, and I'll come out there. If it's Santa for kids, I'm there. I love doing that stuff, so I can always come and do that. It's just, you know, I believe in helping the community you live in 100%. And when it comes to kids, they're number one.
Tell us about your first experience as Santa Paul. What was that like?
Okay. So when I decided to start doing Santa Paul, I'd bought a Walmart Santa shirt and a fake beard, because I hadn't even grown in a full beard. And I went to school with my daughter. She was in a pre-K. And as bad as I looked, all the kids were so excited to see me. I handed out a bunch of candy canes. Later that day, she asked me if I was the real Santa. And that kind of birthed me wanting to actually do that. And then the following year, I bought my first Santa outfit and never looked back.
What have children taught you over the years through this experience, Paul?
Smiles. They smile through everything. Seeing the kids smile, I think, is the best thing for me. I didn't have the greatest childhood growing up, so I like bringing smiles, and that's where it boils out to.
Do you have any favorite memories that you can talk about through this experience?
Ooh. Went and did down in Warrior. I did a Santa for this family, and I always ask the kids, you know, what you want and everything, and if they've been good. About halfway through everything that was going on, I just finished the night before night before Christmas, and the kid comes up to me, he says, "Santa, I lied to you." I've been bad. And me being able to just to tell them, hey, look, the man upstairs knows what's in your heart. And it brung such a smile to his face. I think that's one of my favorite, you know, favorite stories. Just the innocence of kids is awesome.
And I know you want to get back into it as quickly as you can and get back to a full 100% life. And that shoulder doesn't help right now. What's the prognosis at this point for you?
The prognosis is I'm not going to be able to go back to work until October 13th, which is going to put one of the biggest financial strains on my family. My job doesn't pay a short-term disability that's any good at all. I mean, they're going to pay me $360 a week, and 100 of that is going to have to go to physical therapy every week. You know, and my wife, like I said, she takes care of my grandbabies during the week, and she has to have a shoulder surgery. And by the time she's done with her shoulder surgery, I might end up having to have my right shoulder replaced.
And a GoFundMe has been established to support.
Well, my daughter put a GoFundMe page out. We've shared it a few places and really haven't had much luck with it yet.
Sometimes it takes time.
Yep.
And once the community knows, and hopefully what will happen, listeners will share this effort. And we're going to continue this conversation in another segment. But if you want to give the title of the GoFundMe, how people can search it, because they can go to GoFundMe.com and simply type in the title, Taking the Weight Off His Shoulders. Taking the Weight Off His Shoulders. So go to GoFundMe.com, Taking the Weight Off His Shoulders. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Santa Paul. We're coming to you from J. Calvert Farms in Bremen, Alabama. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. To do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
City, works extra hard all day. wishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show on location in Bremen, Alabama at J. Calvert Farms. I have with me Paul Burnell as Santa Paul today. Santa Paul has had surgery on his shoulder now for the third time, shoulder replacement. It's been a really tough ordeal for Paul, and now he's facing loss of income, steady income, for several months leading up to October 13th, where hopefully he'll be back in action. Welcome back to the show, Paul.
Hey, thank you.
Glad to have you. And I just want to say I appreciate your support of efforts in the past and your willingness to try to help other kids, other young people who you might could encourage. That means a lot. And I faced a lot of young people who had major health issues. And just to, as you mentioned in the last segment, just to bring a smile in that moment can be a big encouragement for someone who's hurting on the inside, dealing with pains that maybe we could never understand.
Yeah, that's one of the things, Joe, that eventually I want to try to start doing also is like going to the hospitals. There's a lot of red tape to get into the hospitals to be able to see the children that time of year. I love kids. So, I mean, told my wife I want like 100, but she's not. She told me no more.
Well, let's talk about physical therapy. It's going to be $100 a week out of pocket.
Yeah,
correct?
The first week, this week, my first one will be $100. Then my second one will be 50, and then after that should be 50.
How has this injury changed your everyday life? I know it's a lot of common sense, but you've got one arm that is not doing a whole lot for you right now.
Well, I had the surgery yesterday, and I can't do nothing for myself right now. I'm used to where I had my first surgery was in Las Vegas, and now it's being out here. It's different. They actually send you home. It's a day surgery out here, which is really hard. I have trouble sleeping anyway. Now sleeping with this is just really, yeah.
It's
hard. Yeah.
So from your perspective, what's this season like for you? Because you've been through this challenge before. And now here's the third time. What's that like for you when it comes to even your, I would say, your mental toughness, wellness, to get through something like this and to overcome it, to look, okay, here's the goal, this is where we're headed, and hopefully you're in full recovery soon?
Well, I got 100% faith in God that he's going to pull me through it. This surgery has already had its different challenges, like noises that I didn't hear the first time. Because they put cement in there, so moving wrong, I hear like a squishing sound, which scares me. You know, there's things about this surgery that has already scared me, like my bandage almost completely soaked through right now. If it got any more soaked through, I'd actually be going back to the hospital. But I got every faith that I'm going to pull through this, and I'll be back to 100% with a stronger shoulder but less mobility.
Well, and this is a good message for others, too. Santa Paul has struggles as well.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody has their struggles, and we all have our challenges. And sometimes there's a season where we need more support. And I know it's not easy to ask for support and help from others, but it is necessary at this time.
Yeah, I think this is the toughest for me with the other two surgeries that I've had, and that's not including, like, my knee surgery I had. It put a strain on us, but we were always able to get by. This time is probably the scariest financial time that I've had. When I owned my own business, it wasn't a big thing. I had my crews out working, but since I retired and came out here and worked for Topre now, it's a little different. I don't have that same support that I had in Vegas.
How about the community? I know we've talked about the GoFundMe. It hasn't done a whole lot yet, but it can. And someone listening right now can really help by sharing. What does that mean to you that someone hears your story, someone hears your message, and they say, I want to support Paul and his family during this time?
That would mean really the world to me. I mean, I said, it's hard to even ask, but to know there's a community out there that does support other people in the community, that brings, I mean, even if you can't financially support, just by sharing and praying for us, you know, I mean, the more people we have praying, the better the outcome, I believe.
And let's bring Cindy back into the conversation as a caregiver, because that's a big role to take on, to try to help you move forward with this. Talk about the importance of a caregiver like Cindy by your side.
No, she has to help me get bathed. She has to bring me food. I can't even open a bottle of water because I'm not allowed to use this arm at all right now. Between her and my 12-year-old daughter helping me get my shirts on and trying to make sure I'm not being dumb and hurting myself. I think that's the biggest thing they do, is stop me from being dumb, because I really try to do everything myself.
Well, and whether you're being dumb or not, things can happen. We tend to bump into things and do things when we have something that can be injured.
Yeah, I've bumped my arm more in the last day than I have since I lived in this house.
Wow. I get it. If you have a hurt thumb,
it's a magnet.
That's what's going to end up being bumped.
100% a magnet to more injury.
Well, in a few months, we have Christmas, and I know that can also be on your mind as you think about your recovery. What do you hope this Christmas season presents for Santa Paul and his family?
Being able to come out and do a lot for people. I mean, like I said, if you ain't got a Santa, give me a holler. If you know kids that need a Santa, give me a holler. I go to the one neighborhood every year, so I'm always out there for Halloween. What is it?
Woodland
neighborhood. I'm always up in there as Santa Claus, and you'll know it's me because, like I say, it's Merry Halloween until after Halloween.
And Cindy, pull the GoFundMe up one more time so I can give that title out as we get near the end. Folks, I do hope that you will support Santa Paul and his family. Again, the GoFundMe that has been organized, go to GoFundMe.com and search Taking the Weight Off His Shoulders. And currently, only $20 has been raised. The goal is $12,000, but that can certainly help them through these months that Paul is recovering, taking the weight off his shoulders. We want you to support this effort. We've been coming to you today from J. Calvert Farms in Bremen, Alabama. This is Paul's home area. Glad to have him here on the Mark White Show. And Paul, thank you for reaching out. Thank you for your courage to ask for help, because that's a lesson that a lot of people who are listening right now can take, that when we need help, it's okay to ask for help.
Yeah. You ask for help when you need it, and that's the hardest thing for anyone to ever do, is admit that they need help. But then, you know, when I'm able to help back, I'm going to give out tenfold, because I know what it takes to reach out and ask.
As we close out, maybe a message for any young person listening right now who may be in a difficult situation themselves. They've got to get through it.
Keep your head upwards, because that's where the man that's truly going to help. He's the one that puts everything on people's hearts to help you.
Paul Burnell, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you. And Merry Halloween.
Merry Halloween. All right, bud.
I did also want to mention one more thing.
Jump in.
My wife, because we knew this was coming up, so she was going to try to get monetized by Facebook.
Okay.
She has a show out there called Mixing Memories. It's teaching my young daughter here how to cook.
All right. Mixing Memories Sugar Spice is the page. If you would like to support through Cash App, if GoFundMe is not the way that you like to donate, you can actually do the Cash App, $ the letter S-O-R-E-N 20. $ the letter S-O-R-E-N 20. Again, Paul, thank you for joining me here on the show today.
Hey, thank you for having me.
We've been coming to you from J. Calvert Farms in Bremen, Alabama, and you have been listening to another episode of The Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Top
Jacobson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.